Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. Well, you've heard us talk a lot about light up the night the last several weeks, and we've had a great time doing it. All to benefit Crisis Intervention Service, Hawkeye Harvest Food Bank, and Toys for Tots. And I know two people that were right at the beginning of it every night, Delina Bars and Alice Hanley in studio with me. It was quite an event, ladies.
Oh, it was just fabulous. I mean, it was better than we could have imagined.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's nice to have it over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
it was wonderful.
You know, and I guess when people think about coming out to watch lights, it got them out of the house during a mm-hmm. pandemic.
Yes, yes.
And these agencies that we raised funds for, this has been a tough year for agencies of all kinds mm-hmm. to raise any funds, and this had to be a big help for them.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure it will be, you know, a big help. You know, the food bank, when you think about the stress that's been put on just the food bank alone, you know, in Toys for Tots, people weren't contributing, and we couldn't do events like the polar bear plunge and different things like that. So, yes, it was a very timely event.
Well, and fun. I was out there a few nights, and I was able to hear comments, you know, just the kids, because mm-hmm. people, they'd have their windows down mm-hmm. right. going through a little bit. And but you'd hear them say things about, you know, this is the most beautiful thing they've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And you know, the little kids, age 2 through 82, were saying those kinds of things.
Right. I mean, well, and
all
we
ages.
Had several families that came back.
Yeah,
not
right.
just one night, but yeah, they had to come back and mm-hmm. see it again. Mm-hmm. So that was great.
Yeah,
very good.
And it was a great partnership with the North Iowa Event Center.
Yeah,
you know, really good. And we really need to put a shout out to Scott Miller. I know he's not expecting that, but he put countless hours into construction, you know, and then helping out as well. So yeah,
it was. You know, it was one of those things that just kind of fell into place with a lot of support from a lot of people.
Yes.
Business people
yes.
that stepped up to the plate, too. You know, we couldn't do this ourselves. There's no question about that. You know, we're not going to take all the bows on that.
No.
The business folks did step up, and they were there to help with decorations galore.
Yes, absolutely. We had over 30 businesses provide a display.
Oh, and it was so fun. Some of the creativity and the hard work that they put in mm-hmm. there, and mm-hmm. especially after we had all the heavy winds, and to see those displays still standing made us feel pretty good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have
a challenge.
Did you have favorite displays yourself? I mean, put yourself on a spot. Come on. Did you have favorites that you liked?
Well, I had, you know, I actually loved the First Citizens. I loved how they made their logo into a sleigh pulled mm-hmm. by, you know, a couple mm-hmm. reindeer.
Yeah.
Obviously, the lighted tunnel was just fabulous.
Incredible.
And loved that.
Hankel
was
the train.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that was wonderful.
That was. But then the Christian school had the nativity.
Yes.
I mean, so everything from, mm-hmm. you know, that live nativity, which is why we celebrate Christmas, to, you know, some of the lighted mm-hmm. Tunnel and some of the more elaborate things. But they all were special in their own way. Mm-hmm. I loved the, was it the youth hockey?
Yes.
I loved the little penguin
City youth
fly,
hockey.
You know, on the on the rink. And that was a small display, mm-hmm. but it was just, it was just precious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like Newman Catholics was a small display.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then all the way up to a NIAC. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That had a huge semi truck
yes.
that was covered in lights. It was really
cool.
And the
Red Power, that big tractor, just
mm-hmm.
loved that. And they all were great in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you got Heartland Asphalt with.
That was fun. Yeah,
that took some work to do those
mm-hmm.
things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was. I was asked. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. Will you be doing this again next year?
Yes.
And I said. Yeah, and I would get in early next year.
Mm-hmm.
if you're a business, I would get on the list so that you don't get left out. You know.
And we had absolutely wonderful support for this being the first year. You know, from Katie at Window World, she stepped up right away. Henkel Construction were there. And we had, and those would be probably our two big presenting sponsors, Tim.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know Katie's back for next year, and I would imagine Henkel is. But
I would think so.
I don't know that for sure. But, yeah, just a lot of people helping out in a lot of ways, and we had volunteers helping out, or we couldn't have done it. We're a staff of 12, you know, so we can't even staff the whole thing.
That's right.
You know, I said to, you mentioned Scott Miller before, I said to Scott last night, I said, listen, I said, what, it's too bad, but I said, you've been here kind of the guy putting all of the work together on site, but I said, the sight of this from the road.
Oh, yeah.
Is really impressive for the fairgrounds and the event center.
Yes.
And he says, you know, I really haven't looked. I haven't been able to do that. And I said, well, you ought to get in your truck and just drive out and look at it. Because you come through that corner, like we saw traffic backed all the way up to on several occasions.
Right, yes.
It was pretty amazing to look up there and see the fairgrounds covered in lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do want to thank the Mason City Police Department for their help.
Oh, yeah.
You know, after one night when traffic was bad. For
and then we thought, oh, yeah, I think we need some help on this.
Help, yeah. Help.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'd like to do a shout out to some of our other supporting sponsors.
Please.
The Atlanta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Cabin Coffee, Mason City, CLTEL, D&D Sales. They did a lot of the different signs and things.
Signs and banners.
Banners
and
that we had
like
out there.
Yep.
Heartland Asphalt, ITC Midwest, Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning, Woodford Lumber and Home, and, of course, Lake Country Window Cleaning. And Todd did an amazing job helping us. I mean,
with all those lights.
Yeah. Without Todd, we would not have had near the display that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so because we purchased
9,000 lights, I think,
lights.
And we actually screwed all those in. They don't come with the bulbs attached to the cord.
We learned a lot of things.
Yeah, but they're great lights. They're great quality, commercial grade. So yes, we're back next year too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Foot warmers. I have hand warmers left over.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, those were lifesaver, Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was really exciting, and I know we'll have, you know, some numbers to announce at some point in time, but you know, obviously you've got, it's fair to say we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars come through over several weeks period of time.
I would say between 3,500 over.
That's a lot of cars.
It's a lot of cars.
Oh, man, that's really neat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, congratulations. Thanks to you guys, too, for being there every night and doing all that work and staying warm. I know you were warm every night.
We had lots of layers on. But, boy, when that wind comes up at the fairgrounds, it's a little chilly.
Yeah, you notice it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got lucky this year a little bit that we didn't have a whole lot of snow.
We didn't. Right. And actually, when you think about it, we had wonderful weather for putting this up.
Yeah.
Because we had this unusually warm December until, like, right now, and it was great.
Oh, fantastic stuff.
Yes.
Well, we'll look forward to it next year, and I know with a full year of planning and so forth, that we'll have more people want to jump in on and get on
Absolutely.
Board.
Absolutely. Yeah, give us a call.
So we'll call Delena, call Allison.
Right. That's right.
Let's get on the list for sure.
Yes.
Ladies, again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank
Alrighty.
You, Tim.
Light up the night. We'll be back next year. AM 1300, KGLO.